You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It is very tempting to parse the word ramshackle into the two words ram and shackle, and yet rams, the animals, are irrelevant to the origins of the word ramshackle.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
So this week's topic comes from a listener named Brian. Brian loves the term ramshackle and thinks about a ram that's actually shackled and making a mess out of anything it can reach. I love that explanation, but Anne, it kind of sounds like that's not the case.
It's not the case, but it's such a great explanation. And now we all have that image in our head of this chaotic scene in which the ram is kicking things right and left and the disorder of this ramshackle place. However, not true. The word ramshackle actually goes back to the verb ransack.
I wouldn't have gone there.
Neither would I. And it's really interesting to see how it got from one place to the next. So the verb ransack goes back to Old Norse, borrowed into English, shows up in written English in the 15th century. And it means to search a place thoroughly for something or just to search thoroughly. So, for example, here's a quote from 1740. I'm ransacking my memory for scraps of theatrical history. Now, how colloquial does that feel for you in terms of how you would use the verb ransack?
I think if I were going to use the word ransack, it definitely would apply to something actually physical that I could see. I might say something like, I ransacked my bedroom trying to find my homework.
And what does your bedroom look like after you have ransacked it?
It's a mess. I think of ransacking as aggressive searching.
I love that definition. It is also mine. And it often would be, for example, a burglar might ransack your home trying to find things.
Or the police might ransack a house if they were looking for something.
Exactly. Now, this is a stronger meaning of ransack than it's had in its history. And I was struck the Oxford English Dictionary has a quote from 1917, which is, it sent one to the pantry in a sort of trance to ransack for food, cookies, apples, cold meat, anything. And there, ransack really does mean rummage, not in a destructive way, whereas for most of us now, ransacking is more destructive. So back to ramshackle. You have ransack, and then you get a regional form, which is ranshackle. You just get that final L-E. It means the same thing, searching thoroughly. It shows up in Scottish and Northern English dialects. And that, we think, led to the adjective ramshackled, which meant disorderly or chaotic, the result of this kind of searching. And you'll notice that we had a letter change there, a sound change from ransackle to ramshackled. And I will say that when I'm just speaking colloquially, my N in ransack often turns into an M.
And mine is always an N, but it sounds like the M hasn't quite worked itself out yet.
Well, it's there and it got embedded in ramshackled. And then over time, some speakers backformed ramshackle from ramshackled, serving as an adjective. First shows up in printed English in 1820. And ramshackle could do a couple things. It could refer to a person or an activity that is disorderly or irregular. People describe the most ramshackle fellow you've ever met, or a ramshackle career, ramshackle operations. And then it also refers to a building or a vehicle.
And I think that's how I would tend to use it. Like if there was a house that was falling apart, I might refer to it as ramshackle. But if somebody used it in one of the other contexts you described, like a person or whatever, I would know exactly what they meant, even if I wouldn't use it that way.
And you're exactly right. It is most of the time used for buildings, homes, porches, a ramshackle porch. For some speakers, it can also be a noun to refer to a falling down house. But most often you'll find it as an adjective, mostly for houses and buildings, sometimes, as you note, more figuratively. For example, I have a ramshackle plan. I don't know that I'd use that, but I certainly would know what someone meant, that this plan was not particularly thought out or organized. There might be some chaos coming out of this plan.
And I'm never going to be able to hear this word again without thinking about a ram wearing shackles. Thanks for that, Brian. And Anne, thank you for sorting it out for us. Have a good weekend.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.